XRP bridge drained for 200K after faking deposits. An XRP cross-chain bridge was emptied of roughly $200,000 after a flaw in its verification software treated fabricated deposits as genuine, according to a CoinDesk report published August 12, 2026. The attacker did not break any cryptography or steal a private key. They convinced the bridge's own logic that money had arrived when it had not. The mechanics are simple once you strip away the jargon. A bridge holds assets on one chain and issues a matching balance on another. To do that safely, it has to confirm that a real deposit landed before it releases or mints anything on the far side. This bridge got that confirmation step wrong. Its software accepted deposit records that looked valid on the surface, but pointed to transactions that never actually settled, then credited the attacker as if the funds were sitting in the contract. The failure was in trust, not the ledger. The XRP ledger itself was not compromised. The exploit lived in the middleware, the code that watches for incoming deposits and tells the bridge what to honor. When that watcher can be fed a counterfeit event, everything downstream inherits the lie. The bridge minted or released value against deposits that were pure fiction, and the attacker walked the proceeds out before anyone reconciled the books. This is the most common way bridges die. Analysts have tracked billions in losses across cross-chain infrastructure over the past few years, and a large share traces back to the same root cause: a verification layer that trusts the wrong input. Ronin lost more than $600 million in 2022 when attackers gained control of enough validator keys to sign fake withdrawals. Wormhole lost around $320 million the same year after a signature check was bypassed. The dollar figures here are far smaller, but the shape of the attack is identical. A machine designed to verify was tricked into approving. Small loss, familiar pattern. At $200,000, this incident will not move markets. XRP traded near 1.02 as of August 12, 2026, up about 0.6% on the day and down roughly 4.5% over the week, with none of that tied to the bridge event. The broader tape was quiet. Bitcoin sat around $63,681, Ethereum near $1,886, and the Fear and Greed Index read 37, or FEAR. A six-figure drain on a niche bridge is a footnote against that backdrop. The lesson is not the size. It is the repetition. Bridges concentrate risk by design because they hold pooled collateral and lean on off-chain or semi-trusted components to decide what is real. When that deciding layer is unaudited or under-tested, the pooled funds behind it are only as safe as the weakest check. A spoofed deposit is cheaper to attempt than a validator takeover, which makes verification bugs a persistent target for anyone probing smaller protocols. For everyday users, the risk comes through custody choices. Most people reading this will never interact with an obscure XRP bridge directly. The exposure comes through custody choices. If you hold funds inside a platform that routes liquidity across chains behind the scenes, a bridge failure can freeze or dent balances you never chose to bridge yourself. That is the counterparty risk baked into custodial products. Your assets can be caught in a failure you had no hand in and no visibility into. Spending tools sit on the same spectrum. Custodial crypto cards hold your balance for you, which means a provider's insolvency or an infrastructure failure can lock your spending money, the same way past collapses stranded user funds. Cards built on self-custody options keep the balance in a wallet you control, which cuts out the middle layer that bridges and custodians introduce. Neither model is risk-free, and self-custody shifts the burden of key security onto you. But the trade-off is worth understanding before you decide where funds live between purchases. For anyone routing value across chains, the practical takeaway is narrow. Favor bridges and platforms with recent third-party audits, avoid parking large balances in thinly reviewed infrastructure, and treat the software confirmed it as a claim to verify rather than a guarantee. Stablecoin-denominated balances on stablecoin spending rails carry the same underlying counterparty questions when a custodian holds them. So the same caution applies.